resumption of click and collect services from the 4th of May. Earlier this week, the acting chief medical officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, indicated that over the next 6 to 8 weeks, restrictions could be eased on click and collect and non-essential retail. Boutique owners and menswear stores closed since the 31st of December have seasonal stock to shift. Our reporter Gail Conway has been speaking with clothes shop owners in Ennis and Dublin.
I can sense a bit of panic rising, really, amongst the retailers that I talk to in the clothing sector. And they really just need to get some people back in the door, because while they've done their best with the online offering, it's always only going to be part of their offer. They will always rely on their bricks and mortar. Each shop has its own personality, their own way of engaging with their customers. And I know that they're just missing it terribly at the moment.
CEO of Ennis Chamber, Margaret O'Brien, said most retailers in Ennis availed of LEO and Enterprise Ireland supports during lockdowns. But she said the supports need to continue.
This has been a shocking long closure for the shops. And obviously the restart grants are for all rateable businesses in our towns that haven't been able to open since Christmas. So I would hope that there'd be some sort of a restart grant top-up stage two. And also for those businesses, depending on the CRSS, that perhaps it would be extended. And for the banks to maybe look kindly on payment breaks. So they're the practical things.
A lot of small retailers around there, large and smaller, are sitting on a lot of aging stock now. And the window for spring, summer is starting to close. So, you know, it is challenging. It's really challenging for others.
Willow Boutique in Ennis was already well established online pre-COVID. Owner Jean McCabe said they've managed their stock and sales throughout the pandemic.
Been able to order on WhatsApp, through the phone. We've done personal styling over video calls to help customers that weren't as confident online. And we tried to blur the lines between the in-store service that we provide and the online service.
Jean is aware that some other shops have really struggled.
A lot of stores will be refusing their deliveries. So I've spoken to some wholesalers, and you know, the impact is, it goes back the chain, so they're also seeing where, you know, shops aren't in a position to take stock, so they're refusing stock, so therefore they're not making their sales, and it's been fed back the chain.
Well, I suppose for some people fashion is about how everything looks, but for a lot of people it's about how it feels. So it's about how they feel in something, and looking at it on a website does not give them any satisfaction. They have to feel it and they have to touch it.
Gwen Culligan, director of County Boutique in Ennis, is keen to offer the personal touch to her customers once again. She said it's been tricky adapting her business, but there were good supports.
Practically immediately we went for the trading online voucher and put our WooCommerce website up on with EPOS and linked it to an EPOS system so that we were selling in real time, whether we were closed or open.
A grant for an electronic point of sale system and mentoring from the local enterprise office boosted Gwen's online side of the business. However, she said they've a long way to go before reaching any kind of normal trading levels.
The challenge will be for the next 18 months, once the government support falls away, to try and have the right stock levels in store and to move the stock that we already have. We did not expect to be closed this long this season. We didn't expect to be closed at all. And we didn't buy for a closed shop. And in our particular business, we forward buy. So it's very risky. So we've already placed our orders even for next winter.
Since last month, stores in the Netherlands have been allowed to welcome customers by appointment and under strict conditions. Gwen would like to see a similar system allowed here.
We're hoping that we could just let one person into the store at a time for a browsing appointment. It would be an appointment without any pressure to buy, but they could have a little look around, touch and feel what we have in store and maybe try on if they wish.
Louis Copeland, menswear retailer in Capel Street here. Obviously, last year we took the decision to kind of cut back.
Louis predominantly sold formal wear pre-pandemic, but now sells 70% casual wear. He's also in favour of the appointment-only system for reopening.
You know, you could control the amount of people you have in the store. And I think people would be happier, they'd be more comfortable coming in that way rather than just a shop open.
Now, all non-essential retailers need are dates from the government so they can plan their next step.
Oh, we had a huge take-up in Ennis with click and collect. I mean, businesses that never thought they'd go that way went that way. So that's critical, and especially for that cohort that haven't maybe revved up to the speed of others with their online offering.